Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And on Facebook, my friend page is Carrie Messner, otherwise known as Diva Days of Our Lives. Our fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. The blog, which I have to re-register a domain name, but it was DivaAbdul.com.
Oh, yeah. What happened there? That's weird.
Well, Google wants me to start. I said I have to use my administrative account to renew the domain name, which I don't have one.
Oh.
And so I contacted them on Friday. They're like, oh, well, I have the weekend off, so I'll talk to you next week.
Oh. Well, hopefully nobody was rushing out to steal your domain name while you're at. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the thing is, not only do I have to pay to renew the domain name, they want me to pay to just get access to the domain name, to get this administrative
but you already
account
had it.
On
well,
Google.
That's okay. That's very
strange.
Yeah,
I initially got it. I did it through GoDaddy. And I was like, oh, well, I'll just do it through Google this last time, it'd be easy because the bloggers part of Google. Like, oh, it's a big piece of cake. Well, then they changed all the rules, and I need an administrative account, and I have to pay to have an administrative account to renew my domain name, which I have to pay for too.
Sounds like a little bit of a racket.
There's no reason for me to have an administrative account. It's not really a business. It's just a hobby. So I,
yeah.
You know, they pissed me off.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can follow us on iTunes, and they're not giving me a problem. And you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and they're not giving me a problem either. And obviously tonight we have Anna here.
Hello. You can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter. Marianne may be able to pop in at some point, but may not be able to. So Marianne's Twitter handle is at Mama, M-A-M-A, underscore Hooch. We have the same last name, but no relation other than friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also want to pimp our friends at Amy Hapka and at Bob Hapka. From what I understand, they're mostly on Facebook these days. I haven't seen them on Twitter too much, but we still like to pimp them even if they never call in anymore. so we really love them. And
Bob's trolling me on Facebook. Bob's been trolling me on Facebook.
Okay.
So I might have to stop.
Well, tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him the pimpometer is running low, and we tell him we're doing a PBS fundraiser, and we need all of our people to call in during the time. We'll be showing some of our best work, our best shows that we never have any other time during that time.
Yeah, I'm thinking about starting a GoFundMe account because I need money for taxes, a lawyer, and an accountant.
Oh, jeez.
Other than that, okay. I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Jeez. Maybe you can hire Austin since he's a forensic accountant and Carrie's an attorney.
Hell yeah. I'll take Austin, Justin. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's a wise man.
A good plan.
And Belle, I mean, Belle screwed up her life so badly, like, why would we even think she could be a competent lawyer? It's like, okay. I almost managed to get the whole week watched before tonight. I was going to be so proud of myself, but I managed to get through part of Thursday, and then didn't get to get back and watch the rest of it. But anyway,
we need to talk about the big news this week that they dropped in 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast about the writer change with Dina Higley being out and Ryan Kwan staying as a consultant, Sherry Anderson coming on as a consultant. We're thrilled. And we interviewed Sherry a while ago. So anybody want to listen to what Sherry's all about, just go here or go on iTunes and Google Sherry Anderson. So
Ron Cavill. I got to learn to pronounce his last name. Calvillardi?
Calvillardi.
Ron C.
Yeah.
From GH, formerly from GH, where the fans were so pissed off when they, that he eventually got fired. But I guess that happens in daytime. But my question is, can they not find anybody else in town that can write a soap opera? I mean, like, they can't seem to recycle the same writers. I mean, I'm willing to give them a chance and all, but I'm just saying, it seems same three or four people get spun through all these different shows, and it's like, it seems like there'd be someone else that could take it on that maybe would give it some fresh blood and all that, but oh well. So what are your thoughts on the whole? I mean, I'm glad about Sherry, for sure, and I'm glad that they're keeping Ryan on, because Sherry and Ryan at least know the show. Ryan's been working there for years, and before that, he's been a fan. Even more importantly than working there for several years, he actually watches the show. We all know Sherry Anderson was the one that was she created Kate, the character of Kate, so God love her for that forever. And she also was writing for the super couples in the 80s and everything. I think, wasn't she the one that created Luke and Laura, too, right? From when she was at General Hospital? I thought I remember that.
I think she was involved with them, but But with Jay, she created John Black and Steve Johnson. And she was talking before John. Yeah. Yeah, and John Mulaney getting together. Steve and Kayla. She brought on, she created Anna also, put Anna and Tony together.
Oh, yes.
And then Kate's kids, Austin, she's the one who wrote for Austin and Carrie in the beginning. Justin and Adrian also. So, so basically, like, the ones in the top 10 for biggest couples ever on the soap. She's responsible for most of them, she has that going for them, and I think Ron's an exciting writer. And the thing is, too, he does bring back,
he likes tradition
and bring back the past. Like, he brought back the Nurses' Ball and General Hospital and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And that's really one of the really super popular thing. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm excited. I was reading Dina Higley's Twitter feed last night, and that was interesting.
Oh, gosh.
I feel bad for her, the negative stuff that gets flung her way, anybody's way, but there's a lot of truth to it, but also people are human, so it's like, but I don't know what the deal was, but, I think what I noticed though is there's been a lot of flashbacks lately and a lot of that tired dialogue stuff that goes on, the repeated dialogue and stuff. So that was kind of one of my issues that I had with her from times before. But I will say this, that I have always thought I stand by this, I think she's really good at writing an umbrella story that gradually pulls in more and more and more of the people, of the characters. I think she's pretty darn good at that part. But I'm really looking forward to having Sherry Anderson back and what she can add to the equation. It sounds like maybe she didn't want to do full-time, you know, head writer role this time, but like just the fact that she and Ryan are involved in creative consulting and all that, that excites me a lot. And well, because the thing that I'm concerned about is I don't know if Ron has any history whatsoever with the show. Most of our writers have been past producers or writers for the show that have come back time and time again, which maybe that's part of the problem. But, you know, and so it worries me a little bit. I mean, I'd say my biggest concern right now would be that our favorite characters would get backbenched, would get backburnered, and that he would bring on people from his other shows that were pets of his or people that he liked. So I hope that's not the case. I hope he really embraces Salem and embraces Days of Our Lives fans and really wants to write great story for us, for the characters that we know and care about. You know, but I'd say that's probably my biggest concern, because I know when he went over to GH, and I know this is partly deliberate because of the whole Prospect Park thing and all that, but they had a lot of people from One Life to Live that came on that show, and I fast forwarded through all of them. You know, not that I mean people who love that show, great, but if it's not your show, you know, it's not your show. So, you know, I just don't want Salem to be, be invaded by some of the actors who are now available from old shows and bringing in characters that, you know, I don't know. Did that cross your mind at all? Was that any kind of concern for you? I don't know. What are the positives that you're seeing? What are the positives? Cause I haven't been real tapped into it, but those are just my first like concerns, excitement, but also concern. But what are your thoughts?
I'm hoping that he makes the show more fun. And a lot of people say he's really into humor, so that's good, because it's too dark.
That'd be good.
Right now.
Yeah.
Because you have the Hope Prison storyline, which was horrible from the beginning.
Yeah, that was awful. Except for Hattie, that was kind of fun. Hattie was fun.
She was cold. The whole gang and Prague, they're literally doing nothing but eating ice cream right now. And like I said on Twitter, which I got a lot of retweets for, Rafe has been a total prick. Unbelievable prick.
Well, you know, one thing that I noticed on Dina's Twitter feed of the criticisms that she's getting, a lot of people were complaining about the Rafe obsession, that like Rafe's on all the time, and I thought that was interesting. Because, I mean, I've been known to like Rafe at times, but I think the main thing was, like, the pet, like, Nicole on all the time, Rafe on all the time, that kind of thing, like, losing some of the balance over time that we kind of had there for a little while. But was Ron the one that had the storyline for the little kids, like with that Brooklyn the little girls?
Some people loved that.
Some people didn't. I thought it was kind of cute. Nicholas or Spencer.
I thought those were cute.
I was watching them because Teo was on, so I was over there. He had come back to play Victor Cassidy, so I was actually tuning in to GH again right at that time. I thought it was cute. A lot of the longtime diehard GH people like really into it, but I thought they were really cute and the storylines were kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's a shame because we've lost all our little kids on the show. I mean, I was just thinking about that. I was like, you know, we used to have a ton of little kids on the show. Then Sammy Brady left and half the kids population left with her. But we really don't have a lot. We have Ariana and now, you know, but like Thomas is too little. I'm trying to think, what other babies do we even have on there now? Or little kids? That's really all I can think of, right? I don't think of it.
Let's say bring back the Jimmy kids and the and Allie. So I really can't. There's really too many other little kids running around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Although did you mention Carrie and Austin had a little boy? I forgot that they had a baby. I completely forgot that they had a baby.
Yeah, because we never saw it. We actually never really saw her really pregnant. Yeah.
And what did they name? What did they name the baby? Because I almost thought they said Will. I didn't catch. I kept rewinding it, trying to catch. What did she say that they named him?
I didn't catch what they named the baby. Maybe someone in the chat room knows.
Okay. Yeah, maybe Jen, our expert, she may know. But I rewound it two or three times. I thought she said Will, and I was like, no, that can't be Will. It can't be Will. Or I guess it could be Will, but encapsulate your thoughts, would you say cautiously optimistic about excited or cautiously optimistic?
I'm excited because I mean we knew Dina was gonna be a train wreck from day one. We knew that.
But, you know, we kind of like some of their story. I mean, I did kind of like some of the stories there for a while. It's been kind of bad lately again. But there for a little while, I kind of liked it. You know, one thing I will say is, even if right now Nicole doesn't have her baby, I will say this. I am very happy that Nicole finally got her baby, even if it had to be Daniel's sperm. I am happy that she got a baby girl. Because that was a long time coming.
Right. So, before we get to all that, I want to hit the date, Daytime Emmy pre-noms.
Oh,
that
yeah,
just came out.
I didn't
this
see
week.
Much about that.
Okay. Days, lead actress, Christian Alfonso, Mary Beth Evans, Jen Lilly.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was it from
Christian
Days.
Christian Alfonso got pre-nom? That's cool, because I don't think she gets those very often. That's cool.
No, she doesn't. I mean, I could see her with the whole shooting Stefano thing, but I think Jen Lilly really totally killed it when she was pretending to be using to drive Brady away.
Mm-hmm.
She would go back from old Teresa to new Teresa several times in one episode, and I thought that was really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, God bless her for being her. Holy crap, what happened to my computer screen? Oh, what the hell? My computer screen just disappeared.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That was scary.
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, good for Jen, too, for going for lead actress at her age.
Yeah.
Because usually at her age, they don't even bother. Unless you're, like, over 40, you really don't bother in that category. You go for the supporting actress. But, no, she, because I think Kate Mancy, got the prenom for supporting. I'd tell you the rest of the list if my computer wasn't rebooting
now. And I don't have it. Well, I'm glad Kate Mancy definitely deserves it as well. She did a great job.
Yeah. I remember for men, Vincent Arizona, he was on there. And I know a lot of people don't like Damos. He did really kind of start taking over the show, but I think Vincent's still doing an excellent job, though.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, I still like him as an actor, even though
Damos
is on too much. And it's just weird that he's thrown in as the head of the family and after being in prison for 30 years. There's no reason why Victor couldn't have given it to Justin. But,
true.
Okay. Yeah, almost there. Okay, last thing we can talk about the show. Did you see, was Kate up to anything this week?
Well, not much. She was only on Thursday, although I enjoyed the scene she had with Andre. It was very short, but when they were talking in the town square about, that he had lost this deal, that he was going to get it back, you know, get the technology back and that they can make billions of dollars or whatever, but that, you know, things were going to get pretty scary, you know, pretty tough there with this war building up, I guess. And something about Damos being killed and Hernandez is trying, or I guess he said that Dario was supposed to kill him and didn't or something, or didn't get him killed.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate was like, kind of, I'm paraphrasing, but it was kind of like, oh, darn. Too bad about that, you know, like she could easily have him dead and she'd be happy. So that was funny, but yeah, I like their, I just love seeing scenes with Kate and Andre together. I just love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the Kate, Andre, and Eddie vibe too. I think they'd mm-hmm. be very entertaining in a triangle together. So I've decided it's Kedri. Yeah, I want Kedri. I want a triangle between those three.
Kate,
Eddie,
that.
And Andre. I think they would have a lot to play off of each other and stuff. And so,
you know what's
yeah,
weird,
but,
though, was when they made it back to the mansion, Chad.
Oh, yeah, they
took
interrupted
off with Abby.
Chad.
It's like, dude, it's your house. You kick them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it
you
was
don't
kind of
leave
funny.
With your. And the thing is, too, was that.
I didn't get to see the rest. All I got to see the part where they walked in on them kissing
uh-huh.
and in the living room, but I didn't get to see anything after that. So what happened after that? What did they do? Or
well,
I mean.
It was crazy.
I did see, I did see scenes earlier in the week that they do end up going to bed. I did see that. I saw part of that, but I didn't see scenes where once Andre and Kate walk in.
Yeah, well, with Kate and Andre, and this really annoyed the crap out of me, they're taking teams on who's best for Chad. And I'm like, what the heck? I mean, I wanted Andre to maybe make a move on her instead. And instead we have Andre, he's on Team Chad and Abby. And Kate said, no, Chad's face lights up when Gabby's in the room. And that's what they were fighting about. And I'm like, really? Why do they even care? It's his brother and her kind of adopted son, I guess you could say, or stepson, which all I thought was funny with Chad and Abby was Abby was dressed really slutty, and apparently that turned him on. He got a hotel room and they hooked up. I thought that was hilarious, though. It's like, you know, he kind of rejected her for a few times, and even when she wore a nightgown the first time they saw each other. But when she dressed up to try to seduce Dario's computer geek, I think Marcy Miller did a great job with the Southern accent, too. She was very authentic. I thought she sounded pretty cool. But, yeah, so Chad kind of got a look at her, took her back to the mansion, and then the mansion was busy, so he took her to a hotel room. So, yeah, and they made love. So I thought it was kind of early. I mean,
realize that part.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of early. I know it's been 2 months since Chad's seen Abby, but I think Marcy and Billy needed more time to kind of build chemistry, but I kind of don't see chemistry with them yet. But I see chemistry with Chad and Gabby, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't see it with Chad and the new Abby. I don't see it yet. So. But, I can pull it back up. Okay, lead actor, Billy Flynn. So he has a good chance.
Cool.
Vincent, like I said, and that was it for Days, just Billy and Vincent. Supporting actress, Judy Evans, blah, 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 and Kate Mancy, and that was it for that. I don't know why Laura never gets on there. I mean, like, never. I don't know.
Yeah,
has
I
she
know.
Ever gotten a... I know, it's ridiculous. I mean, Judy's fantastic, and she's an Emmy winner, and Kate had a great year, too, but Kate was a lead,
mm-hmm.
really, not a supporting.
Yeah.
But, okay.
True.
Supporting actor, this one's exciting, John Aniston.
Oh, cool.
So, yay! Wally Kurse, and James Reynolds. So, that's a pretty good lineup for supporting. Younger actress, Camila Vanis, Olivia Rose Keegan. Olivia Rose Keegan and Paige Searcy. So we have Gabby, Claire, and Jade. And younger actor.
The original Jade?
Yeah, the original Jade, which I guess her recast was not any better than Paige Searcy.
Well, I thought Paige was pretty good, actually. But
I thought she was pretty good, but I think near the end of her run with the pregnancy, she started just getting annoying. But I think pre-pregnancy, she was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And younger actor, they have James Lastovic, Joey Johnson. I just think he's absolutely horrible and has not really improved at all.
Yes. No.
And Kyler,
sadly.
Yeah. And Kyler Pettis, I guess how she pronounced his name is, Theo. And he's fantastic.
I love him. I just love him so much. He is adorable. And he really does a great job. I'm glad they talk about the autism spectrum and all that because I think Dina was a big part. She was the one that brought that story in to begin with when Theo was younger. But I hope they don't drop that completely when she leaves because it is a part of the character. We don't want it to be like Philip where he had a limb, then he didn't have a limb, then he had a limb again.
Yeah. I think it's such an important part of his character. I can't see them carrying him autism in a couple
minutes. I love this scene where the parents, where Abe and Sean and Belle were like, I mean, not Belle, Sean and they were commiserating about, you know, the kids there to all live together in the same roof and all, and how, you know, Abe was like, I know so many people who have, you know, kids whose parents were told your kid's never going to be able to do X, Y, Z, you know, could really appreciate that scene where he's like, man, I remember when we found out he was on the spectrum and, you know, he goes, just to think that he's in college and he's living, he has friends and he's living with a group of friends and all, you know, it's like, I just thought, it kind of brought tears in my eyes because I was just thinking, I would imagine there's so many parents that have watched that scene that were just that totally could relate to that, you know? And so I love that. And he's just adorable. What's not to love about that kid? So now Claire, on the other hand,
like Claire, and a lot of people don't like her.
I like Claire, but she's so self-absorbed. She's cute, and she's funny, but she's a little self-absorbed. But it's still hard for me it's hard for me to think of Sierra being her aunt, though. It's so weird. It's just kind of a weird deal. But I think Claire's cute. I mean, she's a cute character and stuff, but. So I'm not going to hate on her too bad, but they did have her being rather self-absorbed, but like you said, 18-year-olds, a lot of them are, not all of them, but, anyway,
but
so that was me.
Claire, though, is a basketful of rainbows compared to Sierra, who basically doesn't exist.
Poor Sierra.
Here's Marianne. Oops, I forgot her. I didn't see her there. Hey, Marianne.
Oh,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, Marianne. I didn't even make it.
Hey.
Hey there.
You guys, how's everyone? I was just
great.
Listening
pretty good.
To you guys talk about Theo and Claire, I think you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, just about how the parents talking about their kids and growing up and, you know, and Abe talking about how, you know,
about Theo.
He never thought he'd see Theo being able to do those things and stuff. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Theo's kind of pretty high functioning with autism, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's so
they
cute.
Have him.
So what do you think about writer change?
The what? The writing change?
The writer change.
Oh.
Yeah.
The writer chain, it's kind of exciting, especially with Sherry Anderson, kind of looking forward, although I know she's a consultant, so, I mean, you know, I'm sure she'll have some say in it, you know, with her ideas and things, I would think. I don't know, yes, I hope, but then and Ron, I don't know how he's going to do. I think he'll do good. I mean, he did good for GH at the time, so, kind of seeing. But I have to say, didn't mind the writing with Dina Higley. Actually, she surprised me.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about it, but like we have most of the stuff been seeing and enjoying is Dina Higley. So I'm not sure. I'm wondering why they changed or if they felt they needed a change, I guess, for the ratings. Or hopefully better stories maybe, I don't know, to get it renewed. I don't know. But it's funny how they just keep changing writers constantly. Like a writer doesn't, down the road, watch Rod and Sherry and them, they'll probably, who knows, in another year or so, will they be gone and somebody will be there. So I don't know. Should be. What do you both think about it?
I'm excited. So,
yeah.
I'm positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, positive. Yeah. Yeah. Ron's a pretty good writer. He did good for GH. But then they let him go. So I didn't understand that. So I don't know. Yeah, and it doesn't look like Days is going anywhere either. You know, that whole, everybody was worried about that with that Megyn Kelly and stuff, but I don't think that's not going to happen. So
Yeah, they're getting rid of the third hour Today Show, which I didn't even know there really
right.
was one until recently, but I don't watch that crap. But
the third hour.
We were trying to tell everybody all along to calm down. And,
yeah, they do this every year at this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I try to tell everybody to stay classy if you're going to use social media to save days. And then I read on the message board, someone told the people on the message board to be a-holes and bitches about it instead. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's a great way to get your way, to act like, you know, jerks like that. That's not the way to get something you want.
It's better to be positive. We'll kill them with kindness, you know, and just be positive.
Yeah.
And why you tell them, like, why you want them to keep Days on the air, which I don't think it's going to go anywhere. So that'll be good. So I guess when's the new writers? I guess they're starting now, I suppose. But we probably won't see that until, what, 4 months
July.
From now, maybe? I guess they're still 4 or 5 months ahead. They didn't really catch up, did they?
No, they're still in June. Yeah,
they're
still 5 months ahead. They took 6 weeks off for vacation, and they're still filming June. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
So how'd you like the return of Eric Brady?
The return of, Eric Brady?
Eric Brady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whole new look. A whole new look. Yeah. Well, it's nice to see him back and we'll see how they're going to use him or, with Nicole. Did you talk about Nicole? The whole, that story.
Yeah, a little bit,
Yeah.
Yeah, about the baby, yeah.
Yeah, the baby and... That was heart-wrenching, wasn't it? I'm telling you, Ari, that girl can cry, and her nose is all red, and it's, like, red for days, and she's just, which makes me cry. She has to get that baby. If I was her, I'd just, smack down that Chloe. Ugh, I don't like Chloe right now. You know, it's like, I still don't understand her point. I mean, I know what her point is supposed to be. The only reason she won't give the baby back is because she thinks the baby will be in danger because of Deimos.
Right.
But that baby be in danger if she's with Chloe. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's kind of sad, but do you think that, did you see any, or maybe, I don't know if anybody caught it, or did you catch a kind of foreshadowing maybe with Brady and Nicole?
Yes.
With, you know, when he, like, Daniel said, don't worry, you'll always be with me. And, of course, we know that Brady has his heart. So I keep thinking, you can just see how they're kind of forming that special bond again. So I don't know, maybe the writers are going that way. Did you take it that way when he was saying that?
Yes. He told her... to her, like, you'll always have my heart, and the first thing
that
popped my mind was Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like 30 seconds later, Brady walks through the door, and
right.
I always loved Brick Cole. I mean, I loved Eric Cole more, but I loved Brick Cole too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not going to give us Eric and Nicole, they, you know, I'm totally all for Brady and Nicole though.
Brady and
I
Nicole,
think Brady's
yeah.
too more of Nicole's style, but he is more forgiving. And Nicole has changed
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. And Eric forgave everybody in Salem except for Nicole. And now he's
right.
not forgiving himself for killing Daniel. So, I mean, basically Eric's still in the dark place. And I watch him and I'm like, oh, I miss Father Eric. Father Eric was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, that chemistry going on. Father Eric was a little on the snarky side. But he had his faith, too. And, I mean, this is practically a totally different character. He doesn't have any faith. He kind of lost his snark. And he's just, like, existing, and that's it.
Yeah,
he
and he's so rough around the edges. And yeah. The
yeah.
whole look is different, too. Yeah.
I don't like the look at all. He was way cuter
no.
when he was Father Eric. Way cuter.
He was so cute when he was like Father Eric, you know, just clean shaven,
mm-hmm.
the hair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Father, what a waste, right?
Father, what a waste. Oh yeah. Yeah. So maybe they'll make a little. Maybe they'll make a triangle there with Brady, Nicole, and Eric. I don't know, but I do like her with Brady.
I do too.
Yeah. You know, so maybe
yeah, so
she'll finally get the baby, you know, if she ends up with Brady and then she'll have the baby, you know.
Yeah, and it came out online, too, that Eric wasn't supposed to be the one to be nursing Hope back to health. It was supposed to be like a doctor with a secret who was, you know, living out in the country. So I think they were going to make this character a new love interest for Hope, which she really doesn't need another one. I think she needs to be single for a while. But after disaster of Aiden and then the complete non-chemistry she has with Rafe, I think
right.
I think we could use a break from Hope for a little bit until she's
mm-hmm.
a whole person again. But she's totally broken. She really shouldn't be in a relationship anyway. So I just
mm-hmm.
thought that was weird, and some people are thinking, Hope and Eric are going to hook up, and that really should never happen because she's his aunt, even though it's by marriage. But I mean,
wait, are they going to hook up?
I was wondering.
They're aunt by marriage. Oh, you mean Brady and I mean
they're
Eric
not blood. They're not blood related,
no.
But still, that
it was still icky.
My mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was.
Not, yeah,
yeah,
but he's
she
been
was,
her aunt for years. Since he's little.
He'll probably change his diaper.
Since he was born.
Yeah. Since he
was
born, technically, yeah.
If a character's changed your diaper when you were little, you probably shouldn't have an affair with him later. That's sort of a general rule, whether you're blood related.
But it's so hard. Everybody's related anyway in Salem
true.
Somehow or other. But, geez.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
And when I thought Greg Vaughn looked kind of hot. I mean, he definitely looked different.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It probably won't be.
No, I don't.
Hopefully it'll change if his character starts to,
Man, you know what? I was saying good things about Blog Talk Radio, and now my chat room went down.
Should've never done that. You should
never done that. I'm going to read lots of chat room. Okay. You know what? I'm going to bring on a few callers. Here we go. Area code 910.
That's me, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. What's up?
Hey, Bobby.
It's
hey.
Great to
hey, Bobby.
To talk to you guys again. I've been watching much of Days this week because of the breaking news and all the press conferences that Trump had, which... Out of all people, I would expect him to interrupt an important scene with Nicole like yesterday, because
mm-hmm.
who started the whole thing with Ariana Zucker, him, last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for another show that we can talk about if we ever talk about politics anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, is it just me or am I looking at with the teens, the fact that I just mistaken their housewarming thing for an episode of Friends on Tuesday. Because it looked like to me that this is something we've seen on TV like 20 years ago on a show called Friends.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of that.
I hadn't thought about it either.
Or if you have kids that grew up watching the original Boy Meets World, this is looking almost similar to that. But
there's always some kind of setting for the teens every year. You know, there's a group of teens, and it's either, in school or wherever. Mm-hmm.
Right. Apparently, the Dave writers even been watching too much Saved by the Bell, 90210, and Friends in the past few months, the way the storylines have gone from there. And but it's going to be interesting to see. It's great to see Bell back, however. It's great to see Bell back. I was a little disappointed that Martha was on the supporting actress list, but I know that she'll probably get nominated for an Emmy for one of her web shows, along with Mary Beth Evans, and that's going to be something that I think a lot of people got to remember, that Mary Beth Evans and Martha Madsen have web shows, and they still can be nominated for Emmys for their work on those shows. So, and Olivia Keaton, I think a lot of people should look at Claire for some of the military that she did as possibly being nominated for a song, because I think Olivia would have a better chance of winning an Emmy for favorite song than as for a young actress, because I think that Paige Searchley would definitely get that. And believe me, after seeing what she done in her later stages with her storyline the last month before the new chick that plays Jade took over, I think that right there is what's going to keep quench her Emmy, along with what I saw with her Lifetime movie earlier this month, because I saw that movie and it was an interesting movie, and I knew that this girl could act. At first I was like going, there's no way in hell that this actress that's playing Jade, the original Jade, can act. I was wrong. I mean, people can criticize about Vivian not acting, but the girl can act, and I was a little disappointed she was not on the young actress for her race storyline. That was a little bit disappointing. I mean, I don't want to go on a rant like what Chase did, but that's just my opinion. But I am happy that Jen Lilly finally got her nomination. Maybe she'll just get an Emmy, but when I look at that list, she's in tough competition because Heather Tom can act, and she had about 9 or 10 Emmys already from her work on Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful. So I think another one would definitely put her in line to be like what Tony Geary or the actress that was Vicky on One Life to Live was. And that is in that category. And Laura Wright definitely could act, because I think if you look back at the Morgan death situation, I think that's is what's going to get her and what's basically going to give Brian Craig their Emmys this year if they go for it. And Kate Madison, other than, not much to say, but I know that Marcy Miller had been on Days for 2 months, but at least she could have gotten nominated for a supporting actress for what she had done in the beginning. I mean, I don't know if the Emmy people will like to see nominated people that be hiding out because they get back from the dead and don't have lines until like the third day they're on the job like she did. But I'm sure that the Emmy people were saying that too. It would be impossible to just nominate somebody that didn't get a line until their third day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something.
Well, the prenoms, though, I mean, is that open to everybody? Or is that still just the people on the show doing the nominating? I guess it's open to everybody then.
I don't know.
Dave voted for their own actors, and Young and Restless voted for their own prenoms. I guess I guess they changed it. I forgot.
They opened it to everybody votes. I think, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it all, but that's how I understand it.
And I have another, and I don't understand why Ariana Zucker did not get nominated for lead actress, and why Noelle Rodona did not get nominated for supporting actress.
I never understand that, other than if she didn't submit.
I don't know why she did that. She had some good material to work with.
Ari should have gone.
And Noelle, with the storyline that she had prior to this storyline, which I think is going to turn into a baby switch mystery, similar to what we saw on All My Children and Young and the Restless, where we're going to see Nicole with Holly, and then in 6 months from now, Chloe's going to be fine for her, and it's going to come back to her and for good. That's
she
where it's going.
But
certainly
deserves a nomination for sure, I think.
But going back to the list right now and studying it, I don't see why Camille Bennett is a young actress because she turned 26 in November. I think she should have at least gotten upgraded to supporting actress. I mean, I don't know why they put her still for young actress.
I don't know. I don't know what the age cutoff is there. I don't know how they decide.
I mean, some of the actresses in the young actress and younger actor category should belong in supporting actress. And I think, in my opinion, if they want to make things interesting, they should just abolish the young actress and young actor category and just put them automatically in supporting or lead actors, cause, like they do with the primetime Emmys, and that would make it a lot more easier. I know it would be difficult to pick over who would make it, but it would make it a lot more easier. But I'm not the one that can make the rules up, but that's just what I would have done if I was running the committee. But I'm happy that Jen Lilly got nominated, so at least with the hours and hours of work she did, Teresa, especially towards the end, she should get at least an Emmy, if not, because if she doesn't get an Emmy, there's going to be a riot with the Jen Lilly fan club and everybody with Jen. I mean, either her or Mary Beth is going to win it, and a lot of people don't understand, as I said earlier, don't realize that Mary Beth Evans could be up for another Emmy for her work on The Bay. So you could be looking at back-to-back Emmys for her once again this year, and you could be looking at possibly the same thing with Olivia Keegan for Young Actress and Favorite Song. And but again, like I said earlier, Martha Madison's only hope for an Emmy right now would be to get nominated for web series or something like that. But I know that she's a busy person with her child and her wrestling, and it would be great to just get Martha on when she's not busy with her restaurant days and her kid as well to just talk and maybe take some calls one day. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was great talking to you all. And
yeah.
And I just want to just say, like I said earlier, I couldn't get a chance to watch Days. I only watched 2 days because of the breaking news that they were going with every Trump meeting and with him signing the wall and deal and with the situation with the press conference he had yesterday and other stuff. I just was unable to get to it. I do want to say that hopefully when I get to Charlotte, hopefully I will talk to Nadia and Eric about the whole love triangle thing with Brady and I'm probably would ask Billy and Nadia who the actress that played those cute kids on Days, who's playing Holly and who's playing Thomas. And for goodness sakes, I hope that with Ron, that he's not going to turn those kids into the same way that we got right now with Claire and Theo and Joey and Jade and Sierra. Because if we're going to age them up to teens and with Thomas, Tate, and Ariana, then I think there's going to be trouble. At least Ron, when he was on General Hospital, kept Emma and Nick and Spencer at the same age. But however, I think they made a big mistake with Jocelyn by letting go a 7-year-old and then recasting her with a 13-year-old that's on now. Because, I mean, I'm not saying that's the way it's going to go. But as long as they don't mess with Charlotte and Emma on General Hospital, I think everything's and little Georgie, I think GH is going to be fine with that side. But I do want to give big shout outs to former GH, former Day star Kirsten Storms, who played Maxie. And I just wanted to say, in my opinion, she should have been nominated for at least a lead actress. I don't know why she didn't turn in her material this year, but she did a great job, and especially in the last week with the whole wedding thing that Nathan and Maxie had. So I just want to give a shout-out to Kirsten, and she's welcome to call into this show, even though if any time, and she's always welcome back to Days if Martha decides to leave as Belle, or they decide to recast Claire and have her play her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great talking to you all, and you all have a good night.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Bobby.
And I don't think I'll call you all next week, and I'm sorry about the Steelers.
Oh,
no, thank you.
Aww.
At least you guys got the pink one.
Bad.
At least you got the
pink
one. At least you still got the pink ones until the pirate season starts. Because how many more days is it before spring training? A month? And how many more days before the regular season? About 8-9 weeks. So we still got the Pirates and Steelers to deal with.
That's
yep.
right.
Sure do.
Unfortunately, being that Pitt is in the same conference as the North Carolina ACC school, I still have to deal with a month of Pitt basketball. And especially the way that Duke is playing right now, I think you guys will have a better shot at Duke and NC State than you would have with Carolina in basketball in the next few weeks. So hopefully something positive will turn out for Pitt's basketball program. But other than that, I'm just focusing on what the Penguins would do and what the Pirates would do. Because I think I could have gone on Instagram or Snapchat and done a rant like one of the players did as far as what went on with the Trump thing. But I didn't want to just get in trouble with Trump supporters or anything like that. Just like that guy for the Steelers got in trouble with the NFL for that, and what made Tom Brady and the Patriots win, because that was sort of like momentum. And unfortunately, I am going for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I know there are a lot of people around here that want the Falcons to win, and I know you guys probably are the same thing too. But
yeah,
I'm just
Falcons.
Oh yeah, go Falcons.
Yeah, but you all, and especially one of the callers, I forget her name, but if she calls in, I'm sure that she will support the Falcons. But if she calls in next week, I might have to talk a little trash to her before I get off the air. But it was great talking to you again, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Have a good
great
night.
Bobby.
All right.
Good night. Bye. Thanks, Bobby.
We have another caller. Hi, Eric Code 501.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hello.
I missed my girls. I've been away.
Oh my God.
We have so much to catch up on. But that'll be for another time. I'm calling in celebration of what has happened. About a few months ago, I had a dream.
Uh-huh.
About the possibilities of Sherry Anderson coming back.
Yes.
Or I just had a certain a feeling, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Because this got me going back looking at classic days back in, you know, I didn't go back as far as the 60s, but I was born in the 80s, so I went back and I looked at the early 80s to late 90s, and I'm thinking mm-hmm. it was some good shit back then.
Oh,
I mean, it was
there
good
was.
Stuff. And
oh,
so,
yeah.
And so, you know, there are a ton of stories, you know. One of my favorites is the story about where Marlena gets pushed into the pit, and then you have the story that I think Ann Silhouette did back in the early 90s, I want to say, of the Cruise of Deception with her and Richard Allen. You know, all of those things. So, you know, my curiosity is to what they will focus on, what their stories will be. You know, I might have asked you guys this question before, but whenever they make a writing change, so to speak, and that person that is in charge of the writing from that point on, I wonder what's like the time frame, like when do they, like, I wonder if there was a conversation with them before, because we're getting the information as if it's brand new, but I kind of feel like they kind of known ahead of time, because how do you pick up they're just like, okay, they're just like saying, okay, you hired me to write a story, as you asked me to take over the writing. Okay, so where do I pick up without knowing the history of the show? You bring in on Sherry Anderson, all these other people. So there has to be some type of strategic planning. So my thing is, I'm thinking that although they made the announcement when they did, I'm thinking that they were on board preparing for this or writing, because it's hard to pick up stories that someone else has written and just take it and run with it. There has to be some type of a period of planning that goes into place. And I think that's, for me, that's kind of interesting, because that part kind of gets left out of the equation, because I know that they were on a 6-week break. So I'm wondering if that took place then, during that time, because it's hard to try to come up with stories when I'm taking over somebody else's spot already, you know. It's interesting. It's really interesting. So I'm sitting back and I'm wondering what their focus is going to be, because I know that Sherry has written novels. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's going to incorporate those in any way or whatever else, because it's going to be really interesting. They have, a lot of people have compared his Calavari style similar to James Rowley, not as far as the demonic possessions and stuff like that, but how he was able to get folks' attention, how he told stories. I'm going to use this as an example. Right before the possession storyline, you had this person that we didn't know at the time was Marlena, destroying things at the church, setting the Christmas tree on fire, those type of things. Those were attention getters. And so I'm wondering, you know, are we gonna have that level of intensity again? Not so far as going on off the rocket with ridiculous storytelling, you know, things that get our attention, because no one else has really been able to really grab us and do what they have done to us as far as stories, except for the writers back in the day, you know, with the stories, you know, and even some of the stories that I'm talking about. Dina was on the writing staff, but you know, it's kind of like how I feel about it. If you were back in those days when the storytelling was good, I mean, you had a lot of different shows then at the time, but you had a lot of good stories. You were around good people. You would think that some of that would rub off on you. I mean, some of the things. I mean, I know she's trying her best to hold on to Theo's the whole autism story, but I mean, it was just kind of lackluster, you know. I kind of feel like they kind of made Theo look, and I'm not saying this. Please do not take this the wrong way, and no offense to the actor or anything like that. But she kind of made him look like feel like a robot, just like everything is so mechanical, like very childlike, and I didn't get it, you know. So you know, I'm really interested, as far as the angle, as far as to what Ron will do, what he wants to do, what Corday will let them do. I think he needs to let them have free reign in order to be successful. You know, I'm so happy. I just to hear Sherry's name, Anderson, and the stories that she was able to tell while she was there,
mm-hmm.
really, really, really speaks to me. So, I'm kind of interested in that. And just like I said, I wonder what the time frame was, as far as knowing, okay, we're going to call in this guy and he's going to write blah, 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 you know, because there has to be some type of strategic planning with that. Because it's, for me, I'm just on outside looking in. Wouldn't you think it would be difficult to come in and pick up right away and write stories without knowing anything about what's going on? You know, I'm pretty sure this is, you know, Hollywood. So, you know, and with the stuff that I've done, like before you see it on TV, it's been done a few months ago. So, you know, maybe they were writing, maybe they've been writing for a minute and now it just came that time to put it out there, considering how far they saw the head or whatever else.
I don't think so, because Dina Higley tweeted when she got fired, or the week that, you know, she made a comment about it. So I don't think she had a lot of advance notice, and I don't think they've been.
I think when they get fired and they leave, I think it's
pretty
sudden. I don't think they see it coming, maybe sometime. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know, like, how they even pick up. Like, I guess they have to figure, okay, are we going to dump this storyline and how are we going to do it? If this and this story is working and I want to work in a new character. I don't know, because I'm sure they're going to start getting rid of people.
And the thing of it is, it's like, do you know? Sometimes I wonder this is a speculation, but I wonder if the head writer gets so entrenched in their story, it's kind of like their baby, and when the show wants to go in another direction, I wonder how easy that is to get somebody to do that sometimes. Maybe that's part of the issue. But my concern, I hope Ron does a great job, obviously, and I'm so glad that Ryan and Sherry are on board. Because Ryan watched, like I said before, he watched the show most of his life, and he likes the show. So aside from being with the show for a long time in various writing capacities, he does actually know the characters and the histories. And, of course, Sherry does, too. So I'm glad they had the wisdom to bring back those two, that, you know, because Ron doesn't have any history of the show. So that kind of worries me a little bit. I just hope that, but I do like the idea of if there's more humor or some lightness, because back when Sherry was writing, there was humor and everything. But, you know, one thing that, and if Angela listens to this later, if she hears this, I'd like to know her thoughts. They better not touch my Coolitons. You better not touch Coolitons. Don't touch my Coolitons. I need to tweet
Will Ron write his own characters? You know, will he write new people? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times new writers come in and they create new characters.
That's true.
Well, he
you know,
I don't do that, or
you know,
keep the ones he has and write good for them. You know, just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, really interesting because Sherry sent out a tweet saying that she was really excited to work with Ron, and she said that he was a great storyteller. So, So that's interesting. So I wonder as far as, because I know she is a creative consultant. So I'm wondering what does all of it entail?
What does the creative consultant do? You know, like they listen, you know, and give their input. You know, I don't know how much of a say she'll have, but still, like, knowing the history, hopefully, you know,
well,
a lot.
You know, I kind of want to think if they will write, be a part of the writing in some way. I mean, you know, anytime you're creating something, you have a hand in something, isn't it? You know, he may be the sole writer, but you know, I definitely think that, you know, if some of these folks are still living or around, one of the people. Oh, and then you have Broderick. Broderick is still on, so it's still on the writing staff, isn't she?
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna go back and look.
Well, they wouldn't have aired it yet. I mean, did they list out who all was gonna remain? Because
I was speaking part of the current writing.
Yeah, she's still currently in there.
Oh, yes. Okay. So
they have changed some of the script writers lately, but the Coolitons are still there. Melissa Salmon's left a while back, which was a great loss. And then they've got some people in there that I don't even know that are, you know,
two people
writing.
I will definitely go back and get, if they are available, I will go back and get these two people and have them somewhere on my staff writing. That is Tom Rankin. Tom Rinkina, and Leah Lehman.
Yeah. And I think Tom Cassiello, I don't think he's with the World Wrestling Federation anymore or whatever. It would be great for him to come back. We really liked him.
Yes.
Remember that? Remember didn't we interview him or something one time?
I think we did.
Cassiello, yeah.
And we
tweeted with him a lot off and on too. And he went over, you know, he got fired with the whole 2007, you know, writer strike clean out deal. But I'd love to see him come back maybe as one of the writers. But I mean, like as a.
The person I was mentioning about Tom, he was the one, I think, when they did the reboot on the. I don't know if it was All My Children or if it was one of those shows that they brought back. I think it was two shows that they brought back, right? And I think it was One Life to Live, because after they got rid of Marlene McPherson, then they brought Tom in to write for All My Children. He and Leah Lehman were on. They wrote for Days back in the, I don't want to say 80s or one of the 80s or 90s or something like that, but they had great stories as well. Because right now what Days need is they need all the, you know, if you want glory days, the first thing you do is you go get Sherry Anderson, which is what they did, and then you add to that rich history, and then I would throw Beth Milstein in there as well, because she was also a part of the writing staff back in the day, or whatever else, and you know it's just wonderful, you know. I'm really anxious. I think everybody's kind of like tight lipped about it right now, as far as the direction, because I want to know what it is that we're going to be seeing. A lot of these stories, I'm kind of just ready to wrap up. The Nicole story really took way too long, or whatever else. I mean, just other things are just kind of just stagnated. I wonder what's going to happen to Vincent Irizarry. Other characters, you know, what's the focus? You know, I know Charles is coming back playing his twin brother. Kimberly's husband's coming back to play his twin brother. So, I mean, that's interesting. So I'm wondering as far as the casting and all that stuff is concerned, whenever we hear about casting updates and stuff like that, I'm wondering if that's part of the old staff that was just fired, or if it's part of the newer people, because we don't know. There was something I think a few days ago that Kayla and Patch's daughter is coming back. That Stephanie's coming back. So I think that'll be in a few weeks or so, I think. But you know, it's one of those things. What do you do with the people that's there? What are you going to focus on? Sherry going to add? Is she going to add from her novels and stuff like that? Those are things that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess we have to wait, what, about 4 months to find out how things are going to...
4 months? Oh. Yeah, they're still that far behind.
Yeah. Because they were 6 and they were off for like almost 2 months, I think, so...
Well, at least they backed it up a couple of months anyway. So.
It's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Because Ron writes in a way that really gets people's attention. I wonder what will happen when he comes in and sparks a rating increase, kind of like how James Jim Rowley did back in the early 90s, where everybody was watching Days. It was the highest numbers. It's going to be interesting either way, because I mean he writes the way that he writes, and with Sherry's brain. Oh my god, I'm hoping.
Stay tuned, right?
Yes, and you know, we don't have to worry about cancellation anytime soon. That's a positive as well. So I've been reaching out to Ron Colavardi, so because I kind of put my little casting little hat on, and we've got to have Vargas back in some way.
Hell yeah.
I'm not letting it go just yet. I'm not letting it go. I'm not. I can't let it go yet. So that's interesting. It's really, really interesting. So.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we're going to wrap up for the night.
Yeah, I think so. I started yawning before we started. I'm getting so old. Carrie was there, and we're going, uh-oh, I already had my first yawn. We hadn't even started yet. Oh, gosh. Well, we're so glad to hear from you, Kenneth. It's been so long.
I've been to Costa Rica, Mexico, Columbia doing a reality show. Out sometime this year. I'm not really sure. I'll keep everybody. My movie comes out this year, and I am down currently 92 pounds. I'm on a weight loss curve.
Wow.
So
Congratulations.
I have a long, long, long way to go, but
so hard though. So congratulations, that's awesome.
I'm extremely excited. I probably feel the best I've ever felt in a long, long time. So,
yay! That's
so fantastic.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I have missed you guys immensely.
Oh, we've missed you. It was so good to hear your voice when you came on. I was like, oh.
Yes,
keep us posted.
I definitely will.
We're so glad you called in. And
yes,
hopefully we'll hear back from you again soon.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Kenneth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okie dokie.
All right. Time to wrap it up, girls.
All right.
We'll see everybody.
Till next time.
We'll see everybody next week. Good night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.